Hare Krishna. Our addictions reflect not just our lack of determination, but also our capacity for determination. Sometimes, when we are too strongly attached to something, even addicted to something, at that time we may feel that, oh, I'm so attached, I have no determination, I'm so poor, I'm so useless, I'm so fallen. And in that way we may get into a whole complex of negativity that, oh, I have heard so many instructions, I have made so many resolutions, but still I am not able to give this up, I'm so fallen. Now, yes, our addictions do reflect our lack of determination, that despite our resolutions, still we are falling for that same indulgence again and again and again. But at the same time, if we see another perspective, you know, our addictions also reflect our capacity for determination. How? Because when we are addicted to something, what does that mean? Actually, it simply means that we are holding on to that object to which we are addicted, in spite of so many oppositions to that holding on. That means, suppose there is some animal holding on to some child is holding on to a toy. Another telling on, don't hold to it, let it go. Child keeps holding on to it. Now, at one level, we can call that child's holding on as stubbornness, as obstinacy. But at another level, the child is still holding on to it and is holding on and not letting anyone go. Then we can also say the child has strength of purpose and physical strength also, by which the child is able to hold on to that toy. So similarly, the fact that we are holding on to our addiction in spite of instruction from others, in spite of our own resolutions, indicates that we do have the capacity for determination. It is just misdirected. And this Krishna talks about as determination in the mode of ignorance. Yaya sapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madamevacha navimunchati durmedha dhutisa partha tamasi. So dhuti tamasi,
it's 5 o'clock.
In the mode of ignorance is that intelligence, determination in the mode of ignorance means that it holds on to negative. Yaya sapnam bhayam shokam. It holds on to oversleeping and dreaminess, bhayam, fearfulness, shokam, lamentation, vishadam madamevacha. Vishadam is habitual dejection, madam is intoxication. Na vimunchati durmedha. That one who is not able to give that up, that such a person is tamasi, that's tamasi dhati. So when we think of our addictions in this light, that means, actually, how am I able to hold on to this addiction if I were utterly helpless, utterly powerless, utterly useless? Then I would not be able to hold on to the attachment also. The very fact that I am able to hold on to my attachment indicates that I have the capacity for determination. Determination essentially means holding on to something in spite of opposition to that. So that same capacity for misdirection, which is for determination, which is misdirected right now, we can redirect it by the process of bhakti. So if we just connect with Krishna and use whatever little determination we have right now to stay connected with Him, then that connection will purify us and purify our determination, so that in due course of time, the same addiction that we had towards worldly objects, that will transform into an attraction to Krishna. And in fact, that is the prayer of the great devotees. Rupa Goswami prays, and similarly Bhaktivinoda Thakur also prays that, oh Lord, just as my mind is attracted to sense objects, with the same intensity, let it become attracted to you. So rather than losing heart because of our addictions, we can gain heart from the fact that we do have the capacity for determination, as is revealed through our addictions, and we can move on towards Krishna with whatever determination we presently have, building on it through one step at a time. Thank you. Hare Krishna.